I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week, and hopefully you've had a dirty one as always, wherever you are out there listening to us. You know what? We thank you so much for being a part of the nation, being a part of this show, and everything else that goes along with being a dirtbag in this baseball world that we live in, and embrace and enjoy every single day, every single moment. So, and speaking of every single moment, tonight Nolan and I are going to be talking about highlights, but definitely different spin on some highlights over the past week that have happened for certain players coming back, and certainly other highlights with teams or individuals as well. But before we get there, of course, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's the Rip Grip Pro training aid for hitters. Get it and make it a part of your program. Great team over there with a great product that creates that consistency of palm up, palm down through the swing, keeps you on line, on path, on the outside pitch, up the middle, and the inside. So you can find the product and more information about it over at ripgrippro.com. For sure. Tress and the team are excellent, as I said. So we thank them immensely for being a part of the show and part of the nation as well. And obviously we do give our other shout out to the Rope Trainer, our favorite throwing training aid. We just believe in it so much. And really, everybody from the moment you start playing this game, get it in your bag. Really, truly, you can find it on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. John Smoltz himself, the Hall of Famer, MLB broadcaster, you know, says everybody from a little leaguer to a pro should have it as well. And it is true. There's no question. There's so many valuables to having it in as part of your throwing and arm health program. It's a no-brainer. It really is. If you need to ask me, contact me, direct message me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Be sure to follow us on both of those to stay up to date with everything that we got going on in the nation. And hey, we're excited to be back for another episode. We're excited to be talking about the content that we're going to be talking about tonight. We're excited you're here with us. So sit back, settle in, get that drink, listen to us wherever you listen to us, however you listen to us, just listen to us and share it. We're going to be right back here in a second.
This is Ron Barr. I've got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Want Steaks package. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Want Steaks package, and also get $30 off. Your gift package includes smoky tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them too. And it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Staples has everything you need to help run your small business. Shipping supplies and services to help move orders out the door. Print and marketing services so you can print signs, banners, and presentations fast. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, you save 50%. When you buy any combination of five or more boxes, mailers, and shipping tubes. Plus, find new deals for small business in-store every week. Keep your business running right and safe at Staples. Offer valid in-store online order pickup and Instacart. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Concord, New Hampshire location. Prices may vary. N71.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli? What highlight is the big one for you this week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we kind of talked about it a couple weeks ago. You get Liam Hendricks officially back. Chicago White Sox fans obviously give him the huge standing ovation, and rightfully so, obviously, 5 months after being diagnosed with stage four non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so, I mean, obviously, he gets back out there, huge standing ovation. You could tell he was just taking in the whole moment and everything like that. But not even just him. Like, there was a ton of players that came back this week. Obviously, you get Mike Soroka, who came back. He had torn his Achilles twice in the past 3 years, I guess it was. So, basically, out of baseball action for 3 years. And then,
first start since 2020.
Yeah. Like, and then there was just a bunch of great stories from the past week. Obviously, you get former number one overall pick, Royce Lewis. Tears his ACL a year ago, and then a year to the day, comes back, hits a home run in his first at-bat, or his second at-bat, sorry. First at-bat, he almost hit the home run. So, yeah, no, I mean, just kind of crazy how the whole thing all worked out. But, yeah, I mean, three guys that are coming back, obviously pretty key to their teams. But, yeah.
Yeah, how can you not be excited, right? Liam Hendricks, I mean, everything that you can imagine goes into a story like this every time. Like you touched on it, Nolan, with Trey Mancini a couple years ago when he came back. It's a similar situation, right? Amazing stories, great stories, and just great that it's a part of baseball that we get to witness it in and watch it. I know Liam's wife, Christy, there when they got the $100,000 check from the White Sox Foundation for the sale of the closeout cancer t-shirts in support of their cause, you know, just, you see the emotions flood out, right? It's one of those ones where it becomes real all of a sudden. You know, it's always been real leading up to it, obviously, because we're alive, but you just see the true intensity and everything that comes in. And you hit the nail on the head, not only the Chicago White Sox players themselves, but the entire Angels line up on the top step, cheering them on. I mean, obviously, they're not cheering on as opponents. They're cheering on as fellow baseball players, professional baseball players, part of the brotherhood, but also just as human beings, right? And he gets a standing ovation, what, in the fourth inning when he's walking out to the bullpen. Then he does the typical one, two, three sips, two of them out, one swallow, runs out onto the field, and he's pumping 96 again. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, he gave up a couple of runs or whatever, and that's to be expected. I mean, the motion's rolling, stuff like that. But yeah, electrifying. Just electrifying for me. Just a humbling moment. But it just goes to show you what we're all capable of when adversity strikes, and it comes down to that resiliency, right? Just being resilient, creating a family like we've created a nation here with Dirtbag Baseball Nation. It's just sometimes words can't even describe it, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's just one of those things that everybody loves to see it. And especially like you said, I mean, yeah, he comes back, it's his first appearance back up in the majors. The emotions are high. Obviously, you're going to expect a little blip in the road. But, yeah, I mean, the good thing is he's back out there. Reason for Chicago White Sox fans to be ecstatic.
And I love the fact they talked about how, I mean, every pro player, they got this conversation, stuff like that. But how they talked about his work ethic, his expectations of himself personally or whatever. And that, and his post-game conversation was, you know, he was the way you needed to be. That closer job is mine. That's my role. Having said that, I also need to earn that role because these guys have been rolling without me. So it's mine, but I'm going to earn it. That's class. That's a teammate. But it's also, make no exception about it. I am your teammate, but that's what I'm going to do. So if you want to keep it, up your game. Let's elevate everybody on that field's game. That's what that power can do when you come back after a situation like that. But I love the way he said that. That's my job, but I'm going to earn it. I don't want it given to me. Next guy up, you talked about Royce Lewis. Exactly right. I mean, he goes down to Houston, first game back, year to the date, as you mentioned, home run. Phenomenal first game back. You know, and he's still a rookie. That's the thing, right? He had a little taste of coffee and stuff like that a couple of years back. But as most young players, he just didn't take to it. It just overwhelmed him and ate him up in the short term. How much do you think he had time as he was rehabbing and getting back into it to put his mind in the right frame of mind to be ready this time out, Nolly?
Yeah. No, and here's the thing too, right? Like, it's not even like it was the first time that he tore his ACL. It was the second time that he tore his ACL. So that, you're thinking about it, man. You're like, this kid's had to overcome a lot to try and get up to the major leagues. Like, obviously, first overall pick. Like, it's not like he wasn't super talented. But his game was predicated upon speed and his fielding more so than his actual ability to hit for power, right? It's not like they were saying, oh, this guy's a legitimate 30-30 guy. It was, no, basically, okay, you're going to get in the 15 to 20 home run range if you're lucky with 30-plus stolen bases and about a .280 average, right? But, yeah, and then all of a sudden you have back-to-back ACLs. So what's the knock there? Well, that's going to affect his speed. So mentally, man, that is super, super heavy on a player, right? Knowing that their whole game now has to change and has to adjust. And obviously, I mean, you look at the guy, like, he's built like a son of a gun, right? He's a strong kid. But either way, you're thinking about it, man. Back-to-back years with an ACL tear, that weighs on you. And especially like you said, I mean, he only played 12 games in his rookie season last year. Air quotations around rookie season. Obviously, this is still his rookie year. But yeah, you're like, dude, you just came up and made it seem like it was nothing. But that's the mindset that those MLB players have, right? They're not up there getting fooled. They're up there and they know exactly what they're there for. Like, that kid's got a ton of confidence. And obviously you can see why.
Well, I mean, that was a 3-run homer. And we're not talking to the pull side.
Yeah, he went
off. He's off the foul pole off of. That's getting into it, man. That's knowing what you're capable of doing and then going out and executing and doing it. You know, that's you. If you never really played this game, man, you don't just go and do those types of things. That is incredible to be able to do that type of stuff when you're 100% back in game ready after about two dozen games to be able to do that. But right out of the gate, you're on the ball, you're going opposite field, you're staying through it. Boom, you're driving it. You're creating a win for your team. You're creating a positive energy for your team. Boy, it's going to be interesting to see where he settles in and how he takes off. Obviously, you know, he's only a couple of games in and stuff like that, but great to have him back. Another great story. Mike Soroka, we got a minute and a half in this segment, Nolly. Mike Soroka, again, first time since 2020. You're right. He had the Achilles, comes back in what, and I think in his second game last year, Achilles again, ruptured again. That's another devastating injury.
I don't even think that he pitched last year. Like, I think it was just before during one of his rehab starts.
It might have been.
But either way, yeah, no, like, I mean, that guy, just terrible luck, right? Because even that, the guy just couldn't buy a break. And then obviously this year there was talks about him pitching for Team Canada in the World Baseball Classic and whatnot. But basically insurance purposes, they were just like, no, like, you got to get healthy and you got to worry about pitching for the Atlanta Braves, not Team Canada.
Yeah. And that's right. I mean, if you forgot what he was doing with the Braves back in 2020, I mean, he was not Strider-like, but he was pretty darn close. He was a stud for them. So they get him back healthy. They work him right in that lineup and that rotation, and they need him. They need him to be healthy for sure. There's no question about it, but they work it right. That's another great guy to have in that rotation. He only K'd three, but he went six innings. Let's see what he does the next time around. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep hammering away as we always do.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, it depends on what side of the ledger you're on. Another highlight of your Chicago Cubs fans, the high-flying Rays, best team in baseball, rolls into town, and your pitchers don't dominate them. They stymie them. They flat-out stymie them. I know there's game three going on as we're speaking. Last time I looked, it was 2-2 at this moment. Rays finally got two on the board.
4-3 but yeah.
Okay. So Stroman comes out game one, one hits the Rays. Wow. We saw that one coming. And Stroman's having a good season so far, no question. He's having a really good season. But one hit the Rays after what they've been doing?
Yeah, CG shutout, 105 pitches. That was a damn good start, man. It was a damn good start. Oh, wow. I don't like the Cubs, but that was a damn good start. No, here's the thing, right? Like the Cubs, man, they've had a good run with their starting pitching this year. But for them to absolutely shut the door down, I mean, you saw just the pure emotion from Marcus Stroman. Like that guy just puts it all out on the field every single time he pitches. I love Stroman, man. Loved him when he was on the Jays, love him when he's on, well, can't say I love him when he's on the Cubs, but you guys get what I'm saying. I love the emotion that he brings to the game, right? He reminds me a lot of like Wilson Contreras in the fact that he just says anything that's on his mind. And yeah, so I mean, he just goes out there, dices them up. Now, unfortunately, Justin Steele in today's game ended up getting injured, left with forearm tightness. That's one of the Chicago Cubs starting pitchers, obviously. But I mean, yeah, they've had a good run, knock on wood, with health and everything like that. And their starters, for the most part, have done exactly what they internally expected them to do. But what a lot of people on the outside world looking in were thinking, like, what the heck sort of roster is this, right? So, I mean, yeah, you got to tip your cap, though, for them to shut down the Rays for the most part for the three games. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, the only guy not doing anything for them right now is Jameson Taillon, right? He's struggled for sure, drastically.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he settles in as the season goes along. Time will tell or whatever. But absolutely, at the end of the day, man, what a series. It looks like who knows what will end up happening with this one. It's the bottom of the seventh right now. Like you said, it's 4-3 the Rays, but boy, nonetheless, that's two back-to-back. And the first five innings of game three, unbelievable. Shut down baseball. So it goes to show you, man, right? Again, defense and pitching, boy, I'll tell you what, if it comes together, you can win a lot of games. You don't win them fun. You don't win them with the high scores, but you can win games. So you just never know when the hitting's going to stop or at least get temporarily blanked. But, hey, Cubbies, you went ahead and you did it. So, Nolan, let's talk about Mr. Judge. Back a couple of weeks now. Man, he's been rolling. The Yankees have been rolling. Things look good again.
He's on the Bronx. He's on the same pace as he was last year.
Yeah.
He's on pace to have another 60-plus home run season. Like, he's going to win AL Player of the Month. Yeah, I believe so. He's had a damn good month, man. That's for sure. Yeah, ever since he came back, like, phew, that guy's just been on fire. And here's the thing, too, right? So Harrison Bader just got injured the other day. What are they going to do with Judge? Are they going to have to put him out in center field again? Or are they going to keep on trying that mismatch center field by committee type of deal that they've been doing? Like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa out there in center and one of the other boys out in center. And then Aaron Judge on the occasional day that those guys need an off day. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what all happens. But if I'm them, I'm not really messing with Aaron Judge too much. I'm letting him stay into his routine. Now, I get it. Last year, obviously, he played a lot more center field than basically in any year prior in his career. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that one's going to be interesting to watch is him moving back over to center field on a more regular basis. I think And then him, I don't think he'll necessarily have to adjust his hitting like while he's making the adjustment in the outfield. Because obviously that guy's a super pro, one of the best power hitters out there, right? But I'm just saying, man, that stuff mentally affects players too.
Yeah, there's no question. I agree with you what you said. I'd keep him in right, and I'd figure it out in center field with other players. Give him the opportunity to maybe take off and run with it while Bader's rehabbing and getting healthy again. You can't look outside the box. Sometimes you just don't look outside the box, and you stay with where you're at, right?
Yeah.
But here's my thing, right? You're talking about the biggest offseason signing for the past year. I've always been a Judge fan. I was always disappointed to see him hurt for so long and so often. That I love having him on the field. I love watching the guy play. But kudos to you, Mr. Judge, in your first year, because we don't always see it happen very often in the first year of those big signings, great results. And he's having them. He's leading. He's professional. He's elevated them when they need to be elevated again. Hey, he's a Yankee. Obviously, he's a Yankee for life. But that's what I grew up on with the Yankees, was players like that. Just that was the consummate pro. Thurman Munson, Yogi Berra way, way back in the day before my time. The Bucky Dents, the Craig Nettles, the Willie Randolphs, the Ron Guidry's on the mound, Catfish Hunter. That's what I grew up on, was those type of Yankees. Reggie Jackson, my favorite player. He wasn't really a Yankee that long, but that's who we remember him with. Judge, you're sliding right in. Your generation, Nolan, obviously, Jeter, and not that group. You were young, but man, good for you, Mr. Judge. I'm loving watching him do what he's doing. And I've always been a Yankees fan, so I love watching them win it again. But boy, oh boy, he's looked good out in Seattle. 2 games, 3 bombs. Let's see what he does tonight.
Mm-hmm. I want to jump in with this one here for you, Kirky. So we were talking about upsets. The Oakland Athletics walking off the Atlanta Braves, secure a series win against the Atlanta Braves. And that was coming on the heels of what, an 11-game losing streak or something like that? 10 or 11-game losing streak for the Athletics. And like, the Athletics have just looked horrible this year. But you're talking about that, man. What the heck just happened to the Braves? Like, people were legitimately writing in, calling for Austin Riley and Raisel Iglesias' heads, saying that they can't believe that this happened. We need a new third baseman. It's like, well, you guys are screwed at third base, if that's the case, because you got him locked up for 10-year, $250 million. And I would love to have that guy as my third baseman on any given team outside of my Cardinals. I think he's arguably top 5 third baseman in baseball. Maybe top 4.
I agree.
In terms of overall what he brings to the field and everything. Now, I don't believe he's necessarily a gold glove third baseman. He obviously kicked the ball there on Tuesday night that led to the eventual walk-off win. But you're like, I don't know how people turn on that kid so fast. Like, right after Freeman left.
Yeah, that's just not justified.
No, right after Freeman left. Who was their best offensive player? Austin Riley. Obviously, you go out, you get Matt Olson. But at that point, Ronald Acuna was still coming back from injury. Ozzie Albies was still injured. So you're like, man, like, okay, Austin Riley just absolutely has balled out for the past 3-4 years. And people are just all of a sudden saying no. Like, you kick a ball against the Oakland Athletics. Like, pump the brakes a little bit here, guys. But still, though, man, I just can't believe that the Athletics won 2 straight against my National League favorite in the Atlanta Braves still.
Well, absolutely, right? We're not talking about the same kind of pitching staff with the Stroman comparable against the Rays.
No.
But, again, you just never know when the hitting's going to go dry. You just don't know. I mean, it's such an insane game at times. There's no rhyme or reason. The only thing that is true about it is a tough tough game. And so that's why I always have fun with people that don't know baseball and they're like, you know, you're baseball. I don't like baseball. No problem. If you don't get baseball, you've never played it, you don't understand it, I get it, because it is tough. It is tough. And if you're not a mental thinker, obviously, even to watch this game, you're going to struggle with it. And you're probably not going to enjoy it because there's just so many things going on at one time. And maybe the ball isn't even in that position where something's going on, right? It's just, it's such a crazy game that, and if you're on the bench with the Braves right now, you gotta be just laughing too, in a sense, right? Yeah. You're disappointed to lose two against Oakland or whatever and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you just kind of got to look at each other and shake your head and say, this is just a silly, silly game. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for what happens.
No, I mean, they're up 2-0 today, but that's the most runs that they've gotten in the series so far. So you're looking at it like that's not exactly what you're expecting out of a Braves versus Oakland series. But I want to talk about something quick here before this half's over. You get Jack Sawinski, second player in MLB history. Now, mind you, Oracle Park's not that old of a stadium, but second player in MLB history to go into McCovey's Cove twice in the same game. Obviously, the other player being Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds did it twice. Once in 2000 against the Cardinals, the other time in 2002 against the Florida Marlins.
It's got to make you feel pretty good, man.
McCovey's Cove ain't an easy bomb to hit it out into, too. Like, there's only been 155 in the career of Oracle Park. Like, you're thinking about it, and it doesn't look like McCovey's Cove is that far behind it. But 155, and no righty's gone there.
Yeah, and you've got your name alongside Barry Bonds, so. You know what? Like, that's good for him. Good for him. Good for the Buccos. I love it. So, hey, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions in a second.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day was always special for me and my dad. We'd go to a ball game, go fishing, or maybe even take a trip. There were things that made Father's Day unique and unforgettable for us. I've got a suggestion that will make it the same way for you and your dad. Give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Want Steaks package. I can't think of a better way to celebrate his day than barbecuing with your dad. As a special to our listeners, when you go to omahasteaks.com and order the Dad's Want Steaks package, type in sports and get $30 off. I've tasted all the great products from Omaha Steaks, and I guarantee you'll like it, and so will your dad. Give him more than just a gift. Send him an experience he can share with you. Go to omahasteaks.com and order the Dad's Want Steaks package today. You'll get 16 entrees and 4 desserts, plus 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers with your order. It'll be a Father's Day your dad and you will always remember. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski, the ding-a-roner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. now. I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call question. So, Noli, we got hammered. We got hammered by our Blue Jays fans after the comments of last week on Schneider or whatever and that. So, it seems like every time we comment on one certain thing each show, good or bad, the opposite happens within 24 hours to the rest of the week. So, we're all over John Schneider last week or whatever and that, and, you know, got to go, termination, or at least considering it, at least looking at it, the way the Jays are playing, the mistakes they're making, just the lack of consistency throughout. Went out there, kind of corrected things. They're sliding back up the lineup. They're in fourth place now, one game ahead of the Red Sox. Everybody in the AL East is still above 500. Are you guys serious about letting Schneider go and replacing him with Mattingly? Or were you a little bit premature on it? That's what came in.
Dead serious. Yeah. If I could, oh my goodness, man. John Schneider, he would have been gone. I think that guy's a puppet. There is no reason for that team to still be 29 and 26. Like, way too talented of a team. Way too talented, man. Donnie Baseball, he's had a history of winning. And he had a history of winning with terrible teams. Like, I get it. His track record didn't look great in Miami. You look at who Miami had to go up against, but he still made Miami a competitive team. When he was down in Los Angeles with the Dodgers, you think about how bad those Dodgers teams were. He at least made them competitive, took them to the playoffs a couple of years, and then Dave Roberts walked in the door. And Dave Roberts, you guys all know how I feel about Dave Roberts. He should have been gone 8 years ago. I think Dave Roberts is as big of a puppet as John Schneider. Hell, I don't know, man. That's just my thoughts, but to me, yeah, I still think he should go. Like, is that guy, I just don't think he knows what he's doing. He showed it last week. Yeah, sure, the Jays won some games this week. But they even said they called the players-only meeting. Like, yeah.
Okay, that's your thoughts on that one. Before we move on or whatever, now you and Brayden did go down to the Milwaukee-Toronto game last night. What did you see there? Did you see a team that had passion, had desire, more consistency throughout? What'd you see?
I mean, they let up the two spot right off the bat, but they came back, hit four runs in the first inning, win the game 7-2. Kikuchi, he looked good. I wouldn't say looked great. The Jays were hitting off Adrian Hauser. Adrian Hauser's a quad A player. Like, that's just it. Like, the Jays got a super talented roster. I'm not going to sit here and try and deny that they don't. In my opinion, I still think it's probably either the best or the second best team in the American League. But for whatever reason, they just can't get it done. They can't figure it out, right? So I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Adrian Hauser, he's a quad A pitcher. He's pitched up in the major leagues long enough. Everybody knows what he is. He's a 6.5 ERA guy. And he's got, I don't know, mediocre stuff at best. Like, I mean, obviously, it's easy for me to sit here and say that from behind a microphone, right? Like, I'm no major league player, but I'm just saying, though. Like, at the end of the day, the guy's been given a long enough leash up at the major league level. He's been a major leaguer for, what, I think 5 years, 4 years? And he's got a career ERA above 5. Like, I think this year's ERA, yeah, about 6.5. It's like, yeah, like, come on.
There you have it. Texas Rangers fans sending in. 35-20 as of the show. Do we expect that June 1st they'd still be leading the AL West? Do you think they're still ahead of what we expected on analyzing them with the past two seasons? Obviously, the Houston Astros are at 32-22. They're closing ground. But are the Texas Rangers playing better baseball than we expected? Did you expect them to be where they are June 1st?
100% playing better baseball than I expected. 100%. For the most part, outside of DeGrom, we were accurate about. We said that he'd be lucky to make it to June 1st without being injured, and he didn't make it to May 1st without being injured. They have the number two offense in baseball behind Tampa Bay. I did not see that coming. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Don't get me wrong. Like, they obviously went out and made the moves last year, and, I mean, they just they did smart moves. Let's put it that way, right? So obviously you go out, you get Seager, you get Semien. Those were your two guys. You spent $500 million on them. You knew that they were going to be good players. Adolis Garcia last year obviously broke out, had a fantastic year for him. Nathaniel Lowe, having a fantastic year. Josh Jung, fantastic year. Jonah Heim, fantastic year. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. They got some ballers down there. Like, in their pitching staff, Nathan Eovaldi, I tip my cap to you, man. You tuned it down 2 miles an hour. You went from throwing 99 to 100 miles an hour to throwing 96, 97 consistently, and your numbers look great. We haven't talked about you being injured yet this year. Like, their whole entire really team, good. Their whole entire team is held up. And you know what that, you know who that is? You know what I'm going to say, Kirk? Mr. Bruce Bochy. That's what a good manager does. A good manager gets the most out of his players, makes them a winning team.
Oh, and you got to give credit to the management, too, obviously, as well. Going out there and identifying those types of players and getting them done, right?
CY did exactly what he should do. He had guys that were interested in coming to Texas, said, how much is it going to cost? Went out to ownership, said, hey, I can bring these guys in. Let me know if this is going to work for you guys financially. But yeah, CY, fantastic job down there. CY is Chris Young, obviously, former major league pitcher.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Dane Dunning starting to round in a place looking good or whatever and that, filling in for DeGrom. Obviously, he's no DeGrom or whatever and that, but he was a big prospect when they let Lance Lynn go a couple of years ago and got him back in return. So it's nice to see him finally settling in and looking like the pitcher they had projected for a long time. Josh Jung, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That kid looks good. I mean, we always heard that he was good, right? We knew the power numbers, but he's putting a nice batting average together. He's putting consistent at-bats together. He's doing it all from defense to offense. That's a huge bonus in there. You hit on Jonah Heim. Excellent. Johnny Gray's another one that you didn't even talk about. He's still knock on wood. He's still on the non-injured list and looking good in the rotation, having good outings. You know, Martin Perez has taken a step back, actually, from last year or whatever. But, I mean, still doing just fine for that offense when they can score the runs like they do. You know, he's going to get probably over 500 on win-loss at the end of the season if they stay the course and keep doing what they're doing. Corey Seager coming back. Looks like he's settled back in. He's been hitting some bombs the last few days, driving runs in. You know, they took a tough loss to Detroit today or whatever and that. Lost 3-2. They kind of got stymied by Detroit pitchers this week or whatever and that. But still, that's a good team. That's a good team. If you're Texas Ranger fans or whatever and that, you know, you got to be excited about them right now. Yeah, Houston's closing ground or whatever. And yeah, they're going to be good. But that's impressive baseball right there to watch. I mean, the Angels are hanging around as well and stuff. But hey. Right now, Texas, I mean, if everybody stays on the board, Houston and Texas, they're right there with them.
Well, I think
I got to say,
I can't remember who you predicted at the start of the year, but I think I predicted Seattle to win that division. And like Texas,
I mean, I had
Texas, Houston. We had Texas. I think we both had three or four in that division.
Yeah, it'd be them and the Angels battling for 3-4, maybe.
And yeah, you're thinking maybe a 500 season, but yeah, right now they're on pace for over 95 wins. Like, that's a legit-looking team, man. That's why I say I got to give credit where credit's due, man. You guys well outperformed my expectations.
Yeah, no question about it. So, and this one came in for us, Nolan. This is a personal one on the amateur side of things. But, I mean, we can relate it to the coaching side. And you just talked about it with Bruce Bochy even and stuff like that, and it all relates. But one of our biggest pet peeves with coaches that working with players. And so my answer to that is here's one situation. I'm not sure how the question came in, but for me, one of the biggest pet peeves that I see, and I'm seeing it a lot over here in France with my coaching and especially the younger kids and stuff like that, they've got these things called poles over here. So that's training academies, which is similar to travel ball back home, right? And my biggest pet peeve is as coaches, don't try to change kids. If you're going out and you're recruiting kids to come to your program or your team, whether you're a collegiate coach, a pro coach, especially pros, they know it, but amateur coaches, don't try to put your stamp on that player. You recruited that player based on stuff that he proved to you or she proved to you that they're already good at. They already do some stuff. So look for small little tweaks. But I think everybody comes in there and they want to put such a big stamp because they got all the parents' eyes and they've got everybody concerned and the rest of the players and all this stuff. And I've got to look way better than I maybe am, instead of just relaxing and even relaxing with that player and just saying, hey, you know what, son, come and play. You know what, you know, young lady, come and be yourself. I want to see you be yourself first and foremost, and then we'll make changes if necessary. Because I want to see who you are on the field, off the field, with your teammates. I want to see and know who you are. I already know what I like physically out of you and a little bit of what I like from the personal side standpoint, but I'm not going to make big changes in you. I don't need to be the man. I just want to help in your evolution and in your development. That's my perspective on that. And that is a pet peeve. That's a great question. I hate it when coaches do that. So do not do that. But again, that's my perspective. Nolan, what are your thoughts?
No, I mean, I'm the same way, right? So like, even when we do our training, like privately with teams and whatnot, right? Like, we're not necessarily super hands-on in the fact that we're trying to get our stamp on these kids too, right? Like you said, like, we're basically just coming in there and it's pretty much, okay, listen, this is the way that this kid hits, and we'll fine tune some stuff if we see glaring holes and whatnot. But at the same time, it's all about trying to just work with what that kid's got to maximize their potential. Right? So same thing as what you said. These kids, they're brought into these polls or these academies or in obviously in North America, into these travel ball teams because they were talented, because the coach saw something in these kids. Why would I then take this kid and completely break them down and start them from the ground up? Like, that just defeats the whole purpose of why you like this kid in the first place. You like this kid because they did certain things right. So like I said, I'll fine tune some of those things, but I'm not going to completely break you down to change you and build you back up, because that just doesn't work. Not everybody swings the same. Not everybody pitches the same. Not everybody, I mean, fielding's a little bit different. Fielding, basically 90% of people field the same, right? But in the grand scheme of things, everybody's body's different. Everybody's way of moving is different, right? So I can't be a cookie cutter coach. I got to work with the way that these kids were taught, work with the way that what I see this kid already doing. Okay, I can fine tune this and I can make this a little bit better, but I'm not going to completely change everything. Like, I see a kid with an open stance. Okay, get a little bit closer to the plate. That way I can cover the outside part of the plate still. I'm not necessarily cutting that off, but I know that this kid with the open stance, 9 times out of 10, he's probably going to look to pull the ball. Okay, then we work with that. If I get a little bit closer, all that I'm doing is turning the hips on the inside pitch a little faster. That outside pitch, I let it travel a little bit more and I try and knock it up the middle. Simple things like that, right?
And that's just the truth. That is just the truth. That's a great question. Thank you for sending it. Just before I wrap up, parents, that's something that's got to be a green light, yellow light, or a red light for you. If you got coaches coming in, I want your kid because I'm going to do this and this and this and this. It sounds great, but it can also be the worst thing in the world for you. So just be aware of that, be cognizant of that, and don't fall into that trap. So continue to send us your questions. We love it. We embrace it. And we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorns Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week, it's going to segue off of the last question that was just asked to us, okay? So there was a pitcher by the name of Tim Lincecum. For those that remember him, obviously a fantastic pitcher in his prime, played for the San Francisco Giants. When he was in high school, though, him and his dad always worked together, right? Created the perfect pitching form for Tim Lincecum. Okay, so Tim Lincecum, obviously not a big guy, 5'11", 170 pounds, goes to University of Washington because that was the only team that basically the pitching coach and the manager both agreed, hey, we're not going to touch your kid, we're not going to work with him, like we're not going to change the way that he pitches, all right? Wins a Golden Spike in 2006. Goes on, obviously, pitched for the San Francisco Giants. Wins 3 World Series. Wins a couple Cy Youngs. Obviously, not a Hall of Fame pitcher because of the injuries and whatnot to his career. But still, though, man, that's why I'm saying, end of the day, sometimes you just got to let the kids do what they naturally do. And it works out for them.
And that's a fantastic one, too. So take it, think about it, reach out to us if you want more information on that or any other training advice. We're here for that. We do it all the time, and that's what we love to do every day. That's what we are, man. We're dirtbags in it. And just so you understand, exactly like Nolan said, like I said, we look and collect data and make changes if necessary. But we try to explain it to you so you mentally understand it and become educated and empowered yourself as a player, a parent, a coach, whatever it is. So, Dirtbags, as always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Check out our website for the Rope Trainer. Our apparel, anything else you need at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get in touch with us anytime. Please, it's our guarantee we will give you 100% effort every time, all the time. That's what being a dirtbag to us means. On the field, off the field, day in, day out. Please go to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation and subscribe to us. Stay up to date with our videos. Right now I'm doing a series on mental agility for players, parents, coaches, scouts, agents, management teams with Robin and Anne-Marie from L4 Living, two other great mindset people that do this for a living. Check that out at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on our YouTube channel. And it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.